I'll get the relics. Jake dashed out into the main room. He returned quickly with the finger bones, but as he swung through the door, a wash of water came with him. It smelled of brackish seawater and an edge of industrial oil. It's flooding in there, but slowly, so we have a little time. Morgan took the box of bone from the altar and opened the intricate lid. Together, she and Jake fitted the bone relics into the box so they stood tall, five fingers of five saints, those who believed the dead could truly rise. Now what? Jake asked. Morgan carried the box and placed it on Naomi's chest. We prophesy as Ezekiel did. She nodded at Lashonda, and the scientist spooned the paste into Naomi's mouth, rubbing it over her full lips. Morgan spoke the words of Ezekiel. Come, breath from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. She knew the words of Jewish scripture by heart, an allegory of the nation of Israel who had turned away from God. But could it possibly be more than that? Would such words work when spoken by someone who doubted, even though she had seen miracles in the fires of Pentecost and darkness within the gates of hell? Morgan spoke again, stronger this time. Come, breath from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. Naomi lay still, her skin cooling, the paste a white mush on the bow of her mouth. No breath stirred her. Lashonda hung her head. This can't be right. I'll try another formula. Suddenly, a far-off rumble echoed through the room, the storm finally overhead. Then the ground shook, and a rushing sound came from the lab beyond. Jake turned to the door and yanked it open, letting in another wash of water. We need to get out of here. The flood is rising. This place will be underwater in a few minutes. Wait. Morgan pointed at Naomi's foot. It twitched for a second time, and then she felt pressure on her fingers. Something's happening. She moved the box of relics back to the altar. Jake pushed Lashonda to one side so he could get closer. Naomi? His voice held a note of hope. Naomi's eyes flickered a little, and then she opened them. Morgan looked down at her, seeing gold flecks in the chestnut hue as Naomi blinked with confusion. For a moment, Morgan saw life there, intelligence, humanity. Then it was as if a sandstorm blew across, a tempest in the desert sweeping away all before it, scouring life from its path. Naomi's top lip curled, and she bared her teeth as she snarled, her fingers curving into talons. She raked at the air. She writhed on the gurney, pulling at her restraints, rattling her chains, straining muscles that tightened with every movement. Morgan and Jake stepped back out of her reach, waiting, hoping that somehow the real Naomi might come back. Lashonda shook her head. This is what happened before. Something is still wrong with the formula. She looked over at Luis as he bent over his daughter. I can fix this. I can try again. Jake wiped his eyes, then his expression hardened into anger. Maybe there's nothing wrong with the formula. Maybe that's what an army of the dead looks like. His words struck Morgan's heart with a measure of truth. There was no resurrection in this life. There was no rising from the dead until the end times, and those who sought to conquer death would find only the taste of ashes in their mouths. The sound of rushing water grew louder, the flooding now around their ankles. Jake looked at the grunting animal that had once been Naomi Locasto. We need to let her go and get out of here. Morgan nodded.
I'll do it. Go see to Julio. I'll only be a minute.
Jake sighed and went to the door, taking one last look at Naomi, Then he walked out into the ever deeper water. Morgan felt the chill of the flood as it crept up her legs, covering her inflamed burns, numbing her wounds for one glorious moment. Then she realized that it was part of her now, and pain meant that she was still alive. She looked down at the former arcane agent.
"We'll remember you," she whispered. "We'll look after your family."
Morgan held the gun to Naomi's forehead and pulled the trigger, the harsh sound of final violation. The body lay still, finally at peace.